Here we are in the ISKCON Western World Headquarters, ISKCON New Dwarka. And we are hearing this morning Srimad Bhagavatam, the science of God. We are in the first canto, which Prabhupada entitles Creation. Chapter number 13, Dhritarashtra quits home. Text number 45. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Tasmaj Jahi Anga Vaiklavyam Agyana Kritam Atmanaha Katam Tu Anatha Kripana Varte Rungs Te Cha Mam Vina Tasmaj Jahyanga Vaiklavyam Agyana Kritam Atmanaha Katam Vanapa Kripana Varte Rungs Mam Vina Tasmaj Jahyanga Vaiklavyam Agyana Kritam Atmanaha Katant Vanata Kripana Varte Rangste Chamang Vina Tasmaj Jahyanga Vaiklavam Agyana Kritam Atmanaha Katant Vanata Kripana Varte Rangste Chamam Vina. Please chant.
Yeah.
anyone else. Tasmat. Therefore, Jahi, give up. Anga, O king, Vaiklavyam, mental disparity. Ajnana, ignorance. Kritam, due to. Atmanaha, of yourself. Katham, how. To, but. Anapa, helpless. Kripana, poor creatures. Varteran, be able to survive. Te, they. Cha, also. Mam, me. Vina, without. Therefore, give up your anxiety due to ignorance of the self. You are now thinking of how they, who are helpless, poor creatures, will exist without you. Prabhupada's purport to this verse. Jai Srila Prabhupada. When we think of our kith and kin as being helpless and dependent upon us, it is all due to ignorance. Every living creature is allowed all protection by the order of the Supreme Lord in terms of each one's acquired position in this world. The Lord is known as Bhuta Brit, one who gives protection to all living beings. One should discharge his duties only, for no one but the Supreme Lord can give protection to anyone else. This is explained more clearly in the following verse. So, let's look at today's verse. There's nice words. We can get good inspiration. So this word, Vaiklavyam, mental disparity. This happens to all of us throughout our lives. We have already learned earlier in this canto, even Vyasadeva had some mental disparity. Of course, his mental disparity and ours, two different things. His was that he had compiled and edited the Vedic library, took the one Veda, separated into four divisions. Then he explained transcendence in terms of 108 Upanishads. Then he compiled the Puranas and the Vedanta Sutra and the Mahabharata. And one day he woke up dissatisfied. So don't feel bad if you yourself tomorrow or coming soon, you will also wake up one day, mind not in order, something disturbing. But what is Lord Chaitanya's first instruction? Cheto Darpana Marjanam. I must never forget. Yes, those mental disparities will be there, but you can drive them away by nicely and loudly chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Everybody, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Or I can read Krishna's words in Bhagavad Gita or this Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna Katha. Last night, I was at a Hindu temple and I was speaking how Lord Chaitanya's instructions to his followers is to spread Krishna Katha, talks directly given by Krishna and talks about Krishna from his devotees. Krishna Katha. So we may find ourselves in mental disparity, but it should not remain, because the chanting, the hearing and the chanting should drive it away. the song by Bhaktivinod Thakur, as we get ready for Gaurapurnima. Gauranga. Yes, someone was saying, I can't remember who, that I think it was Dravida the other week in San Diego, how we have two major festivals, Janmashtami and Gaurapurnima. And Lord Chaitanya, the song about Lord Chaitanya. Jeev jago, gora chanda bole. Kota nridra, jao maya pisa chira kole. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Of course, this song was sung when Lord Chaitanya and his gang, his transcendental gang, would go out early in the morning and roam through the streets of Nadia, and they would call out to everybody, wake up! It's early morning now. Get up! Get up! No more sleeping. But it has an esoteric meaning. How long will you sleep on the lap of the witch, Maya? So actually, unless one comes to Krishna consciousness, even supposedly awake, he's still sleeping. Because he's not awake to his spiritual identity, his spiritual duties. We have two duties. Yes, all of us have bodily duties, material duties, especially householders. So much. But there, you cannot avoid it. You have duties. Children have duties. Brahmacharis. You don't just sit around in the ashram all day. You have duties to perform. Mothers have duties. Fathers, we all have duties. Young or old cannot escape. But that's one aspect. But then you have a higher duty. Self-realization. Understand what is your relationship with God. Realize it. Not just theoretically, but actually realize it. Experience it. That's what we're doing here. What are we doing here? We are approaching the absolute truth. And we're trying to revive, that word Prabhupada uses. Revive. It's already there. It has been forgotten. When you're sleeping at night, I had a dream last night. Either last night or the night before. I was living here again in New Dwarka. And devotees were coming to visit me. And they were coming at all hours of the night. It was a nice dream. Dream about New Dwarka. So, we are meant to realize, revive our original relationship of service to Krishna. Prabhupada writes throughout his purports, you have an original position of service with Krishna. It's already there. Now it is going to be revealed to you. This is why we get up every morning and seriously attack japa. You have to seriously attack it. Not like this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. No. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Those who are disciples of Vaisheshika Maharaj, I remember many, many years ago, he walked through that door just before greeting of the deities. He rang the bell and he came in like this, like a fighter enters a ring. That was a good image. Yes, We have come here to fight. Yes. Actually, we're a very violent group. But what are we fighting? We are fighting illusion. We're fighting gross materialism. We're fighting ignorance. The speaker of this verse is Narada Muni, correct? He's speaking to Maharaj Yudhisthira, correct? So, he also mentions ignorance, at least in the translation, Prabhupada, due to ignorance of the self. This is the root cause of all problems in this material world. There are no exceptions. It all stems from ignorance of who I really am. The ignorance is manifested as I'm American. You are something else. I am man. All, and this is pointed out by Lord Chaitanya. Sarva upadi. Designations. Acquired designations. Or you could say self-imposed designations. And the first idea of bhakti is to sarva upadi vinirmuktam. Become free from these self-imposed designations. Where does it come from? The mind. It comes from conditioning. It comes from association. What we associate with is going to color our perceptions. So, as a devotee, as a spiritual practitioner, I have to be very, very careful what I allow myself to associate with. By joining this movement, I am indicating these are the people I want to associate with. The spiritually inclined persons, the devotees, satsanga. That line in my favorite bhajan. Majuhure mana srinanda nandana abhaya charanara vindare. Durlabha manava janama satsanga. The business of the human form of life, Prabhupada preaches, is associate with devotees. What's a devotee? Devotee is someone who chants the holy name. If you're not a devotee, you cannot utter Krishna's name. It won't be. If you're an offender to Krishna, Krishna's name does not come on the tongue. So, we all here have accepted that Krishna is the goal of life. Love of God is the ultimate goal of life. And I have come here with that purpose, to go back home, back to Godhead. Through this process of Prabhupada's brilliant Krishna consciousness movement. If there was no movement, then virtually impossible. We need association. That's why sometimes devotees say, Prabhu, you've come a long way just to give the... Yes, because I need devotee association. Lord Chaitanya stresses, association is so important. We have to be very careful who and what we associate with. One time, I will tell you a story. One time, Subhas Prabhu, he mentioned to one new devotee. And I heard that Subhas told this new devotee, yes, Nirantara Prabhu, because of the years he spent working in the material world, he has developed some bad habits. And it's true. It's true. Because associating with the non-devotees, you must become affected. It's like I don't know if the verse has, yes, the verse has already appeared. Time is imperceptible. That verse already came at the beginning of the section. So this associating with the material world, you're bound to become contaminated. You're bound. Don't worry. It's going to happen. That's why associating with devotees is so important. And attending the spiritual program. Archita, Naikatma, Rabindranath, the veterans of the temple. They remember, we all remember, to the idea of even thinking of leaving the temple. Oh, that would be the end. Because you got so much protection and shelter living in the temple. Archita and I were part of the Henry Street Temple in Brooklyn. It was a very strong temple. Every day we had good, strong, powerful classes. We had roaring kirtans with some of the greatest kirtaniers of the time. And we had fantastic prasad. Just the dal alone was worth the price of admission. Vishnu Gada would make the dal. He'd put everything in that dal. He'd even put poppers in the dal. That dal is better than any ice cream. And he had this special prep. Eggplant parmgyan. Not eggplant parmesan. Eggplant parmgyan. What was it? Noodle curd sauce. Layer one. Layer two. Noodle curd sauce. Layer three. Unbelievable. Of course there's eggplant, but that's in. One slice, you're out. Hare Krishna. I have died and gone to heaven. But living in that temple, packed up, all of us in that temple, I remember, we slept in one room, and you slept like this. Prabhu here, in your sleeping bag on the floor, six across, six down. God forbid you snored. I was a snorer. And sometimes, once or twice, I slept next to the temple president. And every time I snore, he'd kick me. Narantara, you're snoring. I didn't get much sleep that night. Every 10 minutes, he'd kick me. Narantara, you're snoring. But that's what it was like, packed up. But it was such a great experience. And you came to the morning program. Mangalarti was, temple room was packed. Then you would, just like we have in this temple, morning program is there, Tulsi, Bhagavatam class, Prasadam. Then everybody had their chores, their service. Some went to the kitchen, some went on Sankirtan. We even had, in the early days, we had the ISKCON press there. Then, in the evening, you'd come back again for the evening program. And the evening program was as important as the morning program. Because Prabhupada stressed that very much. ISKCON sandwich. Hearing and chanting, service, and then fix up the end of the day, hearing and chanting. Then we would go down to the basement, and they would give you two cups, styrofoam cups. And in one cup was this hot, hot, hot milk. And I said, why are you giving me a second cup? Yeah, I tried to drink that hot, hot milk. So they had this system where you air it. You pour in one cup to another like this, and the air cools the milk. Then you drink. And while we're drinking, somebody is reading Krishna book. What a wonderful, wonderful time that was. You felt protected. And the thought that you would leave the temple, no, because it's New York City. Nasty, harsh. So it was the reality of leaving the temple and once again re-entering the material. Oh, no. Therefore, we chanted very, very sincerely. We did not want to fall down with the word we used, bloop. It was said that what is the sound of the spirit soul leaving the spiritual sky? Bloop. So in the same way, the idea of leaving the temple. Oh, what happened to Prabhu? Oh, you didn't hear. Prabhu blooped. And you would, ah. You'd feel so bad. But you were worried about yourself. I have to hold on tightly to Prabhupada. I have to hold on tightly to the association of devotees. Having a devotee friend is everything in this world. I am very, very, very fortunate that I have a devotee wife. How do I say she's a devotee wife? Because she's always encouraging me and supporting me to do preaching. I cannot ask for a better situation. Somebody who is always encouraging and permitting, yes, go out, preach. That's why I'm here. So, yes, the ignorance word is there. Agyana. Jnana means knowledge. Agyana, ignorance. Therefore, give up your anxiety due to ignorance of the self. Narada Muni's statement here is axiomatic. Anxiety comes when I identify with this material world. I identify with my, and Narada said the same thing to Vyasadeva in the previous chapter. Are you thinking the mind or body to be objects of self-realization, meditation? No. So, if I have anxiety, it is only due to ignorance. There is no anxiety. Because all problems in the material world is a dream. When you have a bad dream, the cure is wake up. And you realize, oh, it was just a dream. In the dream, I was freaking out. Save me, save me, save. And then you wake up. Oh, it was just a dream. So in the same way, this materialistic life is no different. There are so many verses in Bhagavatam. I have done a whole thing. I have found all the verses in Bhagavatam that deal with this concept that material existence is a dream only. And the idea is to wake up from the dream. Once you are waking up from the dream, Haribo, you are free from anxiety. Again, the process, the solution is easy. Hear and chant. What does Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stress? Hearing and chanting. Hearing, without hearing and chanting, you cannot proceed. Yes, our temple, we can humbly brag how nice our deities are maintained here. I've said many times, many people traveling, visiting around the world, they have told me, Prabhu, I have been to so many temples in the world, but there's something special about your temple, meaning Rukmini Dwar, not my temple, but that's, they were talking to me. There's something special here. Yes, there's something special here because we are executing this devotional service under the instructions of Srila Prabhupada. Therefore, it's bona fide. Just see how nice the deities are taken care of. We honor those devotees who make these deities looking so nice for you. We honor them. They are glorious. But that cannot happen unless they also are chanting and hearing every day. And we are hearing and chanting every day. So this hearing and chanting is the foundation. If there's not a firm foundation, you may build a very, very big Trump Tower. But if the foundation is weak, then it's what they call House of Cards. You've all seen that, House of Cards. You stack up the playing cards, then you just move one little card, whoop, it all falls down. Just like on 9/11, I turned on the TV, and just as I turned on the TV, the second tower. Kamala Dalla Jala, Jivanatala. That was the first thing that came to my mind. This life totters like a drop of water on a lotus leaf. At any moment, comes crashing down. You need a firm foundation. That foundation is every day. Nicely chanting this Hare Krishna mantra. Coming to the Bhagavatam class and paying rapt attention. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Prabhupada made many statements in Prabhupada's purport. Because of time, I just want to point out. Every living creature is allowed all protection by the order of the Supreme Lord in terms of each one's acquired position in the world. One should discharge his duties only, for no one but the Supreme Lord can give protection to anyone else. We will again be reminded of this when we study Prahlad's prayers to Lord Nrsimha. Same thing he says, that you may have so many, the parents will do everything they can to protect the child, but ultimately it's up to Krishna. You may go to the doctor. I have to go to a doctor every 3 months. He does so many things. He prescribes medication. Plus, I'm taking a gazillion herbs. But the medicine, the herbs, can only go so far. Ultimately, Krishna's sanction. So here's why Prabhupada is saying, only the Supreme Lord can give protection to anyone else. This is the mentality to take sannyas. One of my god brothers is going to take sannyas. He must have this understanding. Otherwise, you won't make it. I may be alone in the jungle, but I'm protected because Krishna's in my heart. I must never forget. So Prabhupada has given us everything. Everything. Another example I want to point out. A few years ago I went to Australia. Or they have what they call it Oz. When you go to, they call it Oz. Although I never saw the wizard. But they call Australia Oz. So there's this nice temple on top of a hill. And it's so beautiful and gorgeous, this farm community in Murulam. I can't even say it properly. Murulamba. I know I'm saying it wrong. Mate. So The temple is situated on a hill, and it is so lush. They have cows. And my godbrother, who just passed away, he made me one curd burger with pure cow milk from the temple cow. Oh, I wish I could have had a second. He only gave me one. I still remember that curd burger. Oh, so nice. So one morning I'm chanting, and if you go outside the temple door, there's a place you can sit, and you look down, and you see how beautiful is this temple. I even was Skyping my wife. I'm saying, forget about Hawaii. This temple here is so gorgeous. It's better than Hawaii. So I gave class one morning, and I mentioned to the devotees how you must appreciate what Krishna has given you and not take it for granted and not take it cheaply. So in the same way, here, you are all residents of New Dwarka. Appreciate what Krishna has given you. This is a rare blessing. You have the world's most famous, most beautiful deities, Sri Sri Rukmini Dwarkadish. Pictures of these deities are all over the world. On Wednesday, I'm going to Santiago. And what picture do they have on the temple wall? Rukmini Dwarkadish. I've been to places around the world. Sure enough, in where you least expect it, oh, there's a picture of Rukmini Dwarkadish. So they're the most famous, most beautiful. We are so fortunate. We have each other. We have the association of devotees. And if you have one or two good, close devotee friends, what does that mean? Somebody you can confide in that knows how to keep a secret. Ah. Not that I go to some Prabhu and before you know it, everybody knows. Oh, not that kind of friend. Confidential friend. Even if you have one such devotee, you're saved. A confidant. So, as I say in every class, Harinama, 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 Eva Kivalam, Kalo Nastyeva, 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 Gatiranyata. It is an honor, it is a privilege to come here. I don't mind driving the 50 miles. It's a pleasure. Or how does Swabas says it? He says, pleasure. He has a certain accent. So thank you for allowing me to come. Please forgive my offenses. Vancha kapatarubhyascha kripa sindubhya evacha patitanang pavanevyo vaishnavevyo namo namaha. Might there be some discussion? What did she say? Pretty good. Thank you. Do you agree with my assessment? Did she leave? Yes. Thank you. More discussion. Yes, my good drummer. Serve them. When you serve devotees, you lose envy. And then you appreciate. We had recently Shivaratri. So I spoke on Shivaratri in San Diego. And Sati was describing the greatness of her husband to her envious father. What's his name? Daksha. Daksha was envious of Lord Shiva. So Sati was explaining to her father, you're envious of Lord Shiva, but you do not understand the greatness. What it makes, there are many things that make Lord Shiva the best. Best devotee, Vaishnavanam, Yathashambhu. But Sati was pointing out, Lord Shiva can find even one small quality in a person and then exalt that person. An envious person looks for the little fault in somebody and nitpicks like that. Oh, Prabhu, your eyebrows are not right. Oh, Prabhu, your socks aren't matching. But Lord Shiva sees even something insignificant and can draw it out and appreciate. So serve devotees. You will lose your envy and you will gain the blessings of Lord Chaitanya. So just serve any way you can. We are meant to, as the song goes, you gotta serve somebody. It may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you got to serve somebody. What else can we discuss? Do you have something? You? Yeah, I'm looking at you. Anything? Anything to share? You like, yes? Stay faithful to your spiritual master. Stay faithful to Prabhupada. Attend the programs, and most importantly, are you initiated? Chant 16 rounds very, very seriously. Even you just do this. Even you just chant nicely every day 16 rounds, you will be protected. Because everything comes from this. Your mood comes from this. Your desires comes from this. Your enthusiasm, your intelligence. Hare Nama Eva Kevalam. I say it every class. Hare Nama. What's the answer to every question? Hare Nama Eva Kevalam. You got a problem? Hare Nama Eva Kevalam. You're happy? Hare Nama Eva Kevalam. You want something? I am living proof. Everything I have gotten in my life, why? I take shelter of this Hari Nam and I depend on Krishna, and here I am. Who to think? If you had seen me 45 years ago, you would think, who is that troll? I had a beard like this. I had hair down to here. I was the Tasmanian devil. But oh, and when all else fails, take prasadam. All right? Take prasad when all else fails. Chant, this is our religion. We're not Hindus. We are the religion of chanting, dancing, and taking prasadam. That's the religion I signed up for. All right? Before I get into any more trouble. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. When I see you and you smile, that encourages. That's because you are sincere devotee. By watching you, I become inspired. And this devotee, she was the first to discover me. She engaged me. She discovered me as a preacher. So I owe everything to her.
struggling, it's hard. Just try. Just try. Okay?
Don't worry about it.